This is a HelpNet Security Podcast, your premier source for information security news.
Hello, my name's John Fielding. I'm the Managing Director for Apricorn in EMEA. We're here to talk today about a survey that we ran over the last few weeks. We surveyed 100 IT business decision makers across a range of industries in companies of 1,000 users and more, asking questions around mobile working and GDPR in particular. And we were obviously trying to pick out trends from those surveys that reflect the temperature of those two topics in the market today. And we found it quite interesting. So I would say the headlines that I found were there is a real lack of control of data within organizations, and particularly around the protection of that data. 100% of the survey respondents stated that they had at some time, some of their employees were mobile workers. On average, we found 37% of a company's employees were mobile. So that's quite a large proportion of a company. And bear in mind, these companies were 1,000 users or more, so you can do the math. So within that, we found that 95% of our respondents recognized a real challenge with mobile working, whether that be the technology they needed to deploy to support mobile workers, protecting the data that was leaving the organization, or even educating the employees. One startling fact that we got back from the survey was that 18%, so nearly one in five of the people we interviewed, said that their mobile workers did not care about security at all. So when I look at that stat, what I think that really means is that I think we recognize that employees value convenience over security. And so there needs to be a move from organizations best they can will deploy security solutions that are automated and seamless and give the users no choice. So moving on from that, 44% of our respondents recognize that mobile working would create greater liability and opportunity for data breach. And in fact, one third of our surveyed audience have already suffered from a data breach as a direct result of mobile working. So they're quite startling figures as well. And then when we look at the challenges that mobile working brings to compliance, for example, to the European Union General Data Protection Regulations that were enacted in May of this year, 30% of our respondents were saying that they obviously recognised mobile working was an extra challenge to compliance. One statistic one trend that we saw in these surveys is that there's a definite move now from companies to actually block the use of mobile devices. So in 2017, when we ran a survey, we found around about one third of companies had an information security policy that blocked the use of mobile devices, whether they enforced it from technology or not. This year, it was over 50%. That's quite a large leap. And I think that's because what we're finding now is the rate of evolution of the functionality and the technology that users have access to, whether it be their smartphone or a tablet or everything else, is outpacing an organization's ability to deploy technology in support of that. Because, of course, if you're a relatively large company, like the companies that we were talking to, there's a process that you have to go through to be able to deploy new technology from a QA and a test point of view. So we were finding that there's a kind of a knee-jerk reaction in reality, just a block. The time that our results came out, we had a very interesting case study hit our desk where IBM had announced that they're actually blocking all USB devices across every employee globally, okay? So when I look at that, I do see that as rather a blunt tool to solve the problem, right? They cited two concerns on that decision. One, they were worried about loss, okay, I understand that. And secondarily, they were worried about misuse. And in both cases, the main concern was the reputational and the financial damage that either of those could do to the company, okay? All relatively valid concerns. If we look at the issue of loss, a mobile device by its very nature, by definition, is mobile. It can be lost, okay? But if you encrypt that data in hardware on the device, then the liability that you pick up is minimized, all right? There's a cost of loss of the device that you've invested in, but really the important thing is that data accessible to anybody other than who is authorized, the person that's authorized to access it? So my point would be, instead of just blocking mobile devices, I would suggest that what you need to do is put in an information security policy that you enforce from a technical perspective, where you identify a corporately mandated hardware encrypted USB stick, for example, where you can lock down your port so only accept that device. You provide it to only those employees that have a valid business case to be able to use a device like that, and block out everybody else and everything else, in which case you haven't gone from a blanket ban approach, but you have a more pragmatic approach where you're not restricting the business practice by not allowing people to take the data across USB port. And I would say the memo that IBM released to announce this actually themselves admitted that this was a restricted business practice. So I think there is a pragmatic way forward of doing this, as I say, to ensure that you have a policy that enforces only a whitelisted product that you've selected as a company that's available to those users that have a valid business case to use that. So as we went through our survey, one question that we were really focused on is, how are people managing the data that they have access to, that they collect and they process within their organization? Because, of course, when we look at the European Union General Data Protection Regulation, it's all about the protection of personally identifiable information. So we wanted to test the temperature of that. We had some quite worrying figures back from that. So 50% of our respondents admitted that they had no real comfort that they had control and knowledge of the data that was coming into them, that they were collecting and processing through their systems. Likewise, just under a half, so for some 48% and for others 49%, the respondents were saying that they could not be sure that they had adequate enforcement of encryption of their data at rest, in transit, and in the cloud. So when you look at those two stats, you're basically saying, in broad terms, half of the companies don't have any control over their data and can't be sure it's encrypted. Now, we look at that in the context of the General Data Protection Regulation, that's worrying. So again, we go back to the position of ensuring that where you have personally identifiable information, whether it be at rest, whether it be in transit, or whether it be in the cloud, that it's encrypted, that it's protected, and that it can only be accessed by those individuals that are authorized to access that device. So, we would say that the first thing that companies need to do now is really look at data mapping, the information they bring into their company. Are they collecting just the information they need to run their business? Do they have some spurious or redundant information that they don't need? They should cull that information. They need to follow its flow through their business systems and their business processes and make sure that only people that should have access to it have access, where it needs to be protected, it's encrypted, etc. I also think there needs to be an adaptation of any information security policy that exists at the moment, so to cover the GDPR step change that we've had come in play recently, and to ensure that if people are marketing out to their consumer database, that they have consent from those consumers to actually receive that information. There's a very easy way for them to unsubscribe from those emails. Okay, so that was really a summary of our survey statistics and the findings that we had within that. I would encourage people to come and have a look at our website, www.apricorn.com, where they will find the range of products that we have that we think support some of the issues that we talked about today. So we are a secure storage innovator. We provide a broad range of product from 2 gigabytes to 12 terabytes, from USB to desktop devices, that will provide the sort of encryption that we're talking about, particularly for mobile working. So I really hope that you found what I had to say interesting. Thank you very much for listening. And again, my name is John Fielding from Apricorn. I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you for listening. For fresh information security news, visit us at www.helpnetsecurity.com.